Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a whole bunch of programs coming up at the Extension Office this month. We'll give you a rundown of what's all going on and who we're welcoming into all of those classes. And of course, if you're ever looking for more specific information on any of the classes that we're holding or classes that you would like to see held or any of our resources, all that information is available on our website 24/7, www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS, or you can just Google Cass County ISU Extension, stop in the office, or give us a call, and we'd be happy to point you in the right direction. First off, we've got a couple things coming up next week already. On Monday evening, February 2nd, all of our 4-H club officers and leaders are invited to officer training at 6:30 at the Extension office. Many of them should have received a postcard, but if you did not and you're still interested in attending club officer training, or if you're a leader that would like to come along and learn, you're more than welcome to do that. We will have hands-on learning activities for anyone who is elected to an office in their 4-H club. Coming up next Wednesday, the 4th of February at 1:30 in the afternoon, we have private pesticide applicator continuing education training for any private pesticide applicator that it would like to attend. Again, that will be at the Cass County Community Center at 1:30 p.m. We also have an evening session set up for late February. Also on Wednesday, February 4th, we will be starting the second semester of one of our partnerships with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA and our after-school science program. We actually have two different programs going on this semester. Wednesday, February 4th is the first meeting date for our 5th grade wind challenge teams. Any 5th graders that are interested should have received an application home in their backpack. If not, the information is available on our website or by giving the Cass County Extension Office a call. The Wind Challenge is a competition that will be happening at the Cass County Community Center March 31st. Kids that enjoy working in a group, designing and testing, and love competing against each others would be great team members for this 5th grade Wind Challenge team. We are forming teams to design and build wind turbines and compete in the regional Kid Wind competition happening right here in Atlantic on March 31st. If you're interested in competing in this contest, all you have to do is fill out an application and get it back to the Extension office or the front desk at the Y or the office at Schuler by the end of this week. Friday, we'll be collecting all of those from the various locations around town. So again, if you're interested or have questions, give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to get you more information on the 5th grade Wind Challenge competition. Also, the other STEM activity that we have going on, the Y Science for the second semester will focus on solar energy. This is a program available to youth in 4th through 6th grade. They will meet Tuesdays after school from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the middle school science lab. They start on Tuesday, February 10th, and will go through the middle of April, learning about solar energy, electrical circuits, building and testing your own solar house by conducting hands-on experiments and learning how solar-powered electricity works. Again, we do have a registration deadline for this one. We'd like to have all those registrations back into our office by February 6th. For more information on that, you can stop by the office, give us a call, or visit our website. One more note on the other STEM partnership with the Y, our Wind Challenge competition. The youth will be practicing after school on Wednesdays from 1:30 to 3:30 in the middle school science lab, and they will be competing in that competition on March 31st as part of the school day if they are selected to do that program. Other items that we have coming up for youth, we have several no school days around the county coming up in the middle of February. Not all the school days overlap with each other, so we have a couple different day camps. On Friday, the 13th of February and Monday, the 16th of February, our kindergarten through second graders from around the county are invited to participate in our Polar Bear Winter Day Camp, which we do as a partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board. Learn about the life of a polar bear at this day camp. They'll be held at the Cass County Community Center and are free of charge. We do require pre-registration, so please register by February 4th next week. These camps do fill early. If your child is not an enrolled 4-H'er, we also require them to fill out a health form for any of these youth programs, so we have emergency contact information. And again, all of that is available either in our office or on the website for more information. For adult education coming up, we of course have the private pesticide training happening on February 4th. For child care providers and anyone else interested in learning about foodborne illness in youth, we have a child care provider training happening on Monday, the 16th of February, a class called Don't Give Kids a Tummy Ache. This is going to be happening at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There is a $10 registration fee, and registration is required by the preceding Friday, the 13th of February. Again, the child care provider nutrition training, Don't Give Kids a Tummy Ache, talks about how to protect children from foodborne illness, teaches us how food becomes unsafe, and helps us find answers to basic food safety questions when caring for children. Again, you can register for that course online through the DHS Child Care Provider Training Registry, or you can stop by the Cass County Extension Office for a registration form and to pay your $10 registration fee. If you have questions on additional programs, and we do have several more coming up throughout the month of February and beyond, be sure to stop by the Extension Office. We'll get you connected to the information that you need. We also have lots of resources and publications for everything from agriculture to gardening to family finance, food and nutrition, and more. Again, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Stop in and say hi, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds. Give us a call, 243-1132. Or find us anytime on our website or follow us on Facebook for the latest information. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.